Well, guess what? Pesach. Yeah, it's 2 weeks from tonight is the Seder. And of course, I will not be on the air for that Monday night or the following Monday night. It's the last 2 days of Pesach. So a little bit of vacation. I haven't figured out maybe I should do a show on another night, but if I change my mind, I'll let you know next week. Have to figure something out. I know there's a withdrawal. People go through withdrawal if they can't hear the music. I do also, personally. Anyway, how are you? Well, today is March 15th, and can you believe that my first program on the internet was last March 16th? It's a year. A year has passed already, and it's so hard to believe how fast time passes. Also, to think that it was in 1977 when I first started doing this hobby, 33 years ago, with Larry Gordon's Jewish and Hebrew Sound at WFMU. Wow. Okay, some people have been asking, how can they help? Now, I'm not asking for, it's not a fundraiser. I'm not asking for any contributions. Whatever I spent on equipment and for the bandwidth and for computer consulting, that's mine. That's somehow or other my obligation to you to share this music. One day we'll have a fundraiser, but that's not what I'm asking for right now. What I'm asking you to do, and I know that 80 to 90% of the people who listen to this program are listening on the archive in their offices. So if you're sitting in your office, or if you're at home like Saul, you can get on the phone and call two people who you know who love Chazonis and Jewish music, and tell them about the program. That's all. I just want to share the wealth with you, okay? And I'm sure that your friends will appreciate your letting them know about the program. I got a call from Solomon Schlussel, who informed me that I had played a selection of Camp Shalva last Monday, and I did not know that Moshe Goldman, who was the composer and the conductor of the Camp Shalva recordings, passed away that day, a week ago, at the age of 60. And it was quite a shock for me to hear that. And my sympathy goes to the Goldman family. Well, tonight, the program, of course, will be primarily playing music for the holiday, for Pesach. And the second hour, of course, there'll be Tal and Umi Pnei Chatoenu and recordings for Hallel. I have a very special show the second hour, and also planned for the second hour of next week. But I had told you that Bensian Shenker had three versions of Betzeis Yisrael. I played one earlier. Let's hear version number two of Betzeis Yisrael, and then we'll hear version number three next week. Bensian Shenker.
Betzeis Yisrael, mi Mitzrayim, Be'eis Yaakov, me'yam Eloyes. Betzeis Yisrael, betzeis Yisrael, mi Mitzrayim, Be'eis Yaakov, me'yam Eloyes. Ay, so Yehuda, Yehuda likotshoi, Yisrael, ma'am shiloh bo'isah. I am Rabbi Yonais, I am Deini Savoy, Yochayim, Eorim Rogi Dokoyeinu, Yevois Kiyiv Neitzo. Oima, oima, oima lecho ayom, ki yisonus, we are the same way. The whole thing you do, hey, yeah, 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 Vivene elekar Yaakov Ahoyv Hi atzor aram roye Alam ish lemayin olmoye.
Okay, that's Patsy Israel, and that was version number two with Bensi and Shanker. Well, it was a very busy weekend for me, Westside Institutional Synagogue, to hear Zevi Muller. You know, I'm nuts about him, and he's really up there in my opinion. Last night, I was at a celebration of the Chabad of the Upper East Side, Rabbi Krasiansky. It took place at the Museum of Tolerance down at Battery Park, and Avram Fried was as magnificent as usual. But earlier in the day, I was at a rehearsal for the upcoming concert that's taking place tomorrow night. Yes, tomorrow night at the West Side Jewish Center, located at 347 West 34th Street. That's between 8th and 9th Avenue. It's sort of diagonally across from the B&H Photo. You all know where that is. It's on the north side of West 34th Street, next to a parking lot. The concert's going to start exactly at 8 o'clock, and it's going to feature what I call a cavalcade of Chazanim. Pinchas Cohn, Jimmy Miller, Eugene Flam, David Pressler, David Katz, Yossi Lissauer, Shmuel Braun, Ron Donenfeld, Mark Morris, Avraham Israel, and Nesanel Carmen. I'm going to be the MC. The tickets are $18, and they will be available at the synagogue. By the way, the acoustics there are magnificent. You will hear an interesting variety of Chazanim with some pleasant surprises, and I look forward to seeing you there. Again, it's tomorrow night at the West Side Jewish Center. It's at 347 West 34th Street on the north side of the street near 9th Avenue. And let's get back to another selection of Bensi and Shanker, particularly for Pesach. This is Eliyahu. Eliyahu? Yeah, Hanavi.
Oy veiru veiru, oy veiru veiru, ma.
I'm going to have to change that. That wasn't Eliyahu, was it? That's on a different recording. But the one that I want you to hear is Chad Gad Yoh. I hope this is Chad Gad Yoh. Okay, there it is. Oh,
schön rein, die Ochelane Gallia, die Sabina Amor, die Ochelane Gallia, die Sabina Amor, die Sabina
so many different versions of Chag Gad Yo. I don't know if that's the one that you sing, but that's Bensi and Shankar, and I'm glad that I caught that before it was too late. Well, those of you who've listened to my program over the years know, guess what? I'm a traditionalist. Oh, you didn't know that. Yes, I am very much a traditionalist, and there are two selections that I play every Pesach. And no apologies. This is really my favorite Manish Tanor. It's the Malovsky family. Getting ready for Pesach, I'm playing it. Okay, here's my favorite version of Manish Tanor. This better come out. Here it comes.
Tate.
Milovskis, and many of you recall that it was about 17 or 18 years ago that I interviewed the surviving Milovski children. I went to their home in Lakewood, and as I've mentioned, it's one of the most often requested programs that I've ever done, and I'm going to be going to Israel in May, and I will repeat that two-hour special while I'm gone. I'm planning to play that. So for those of you who are interested, their father, Shmuel Milovski, was very close with Yossel Rosenblatt, and there's some very, very interesting stories about what happened there with the father and Yossel. Okay, I said that I'm a traditionalist, so you know that if you've been listening to the program over the years, I'm going to be playing next the Amerikaner Fir Kashes. This is from a Yiddish album put out by Professor Goldstein. What I will do, by the way, is I will pause and give the translation for those of you who, like me, do not fully understand everything in Yiddish. Okay, this is the Americana Fir Kashes.
Tate, ich will dich fragen vier Kashes. Die erste Kashe will ich dich fragen. Man ist da noch allein noch sehr. Was ist verändert geworden die dosige Nacht von Pesach, von alle Nacht von a ganz Jahr?
Father, I want to ask you four questions. The first question I will ask you is, why is this night of Passover different from all the nights of the entire year?
Sei pork chops, sei fish mit chrein, sei oysters, sei lokshen kugel, sei pumpkin pie. Alaylo aze, di dozige nacht von Pesach, es mir nor matze und nor morr. Und as mir willen essen chometz, hat uns die Mame angesagt, konne mir gehen in a Restaurant auf Broadway. Worum in Stubis bei ihr, sagt sie, strictly Pesach. Uns hat man plötzlich geheißen Anton de Hetz, ausgesetzt am Tisch, gegeben uns in die Hände rein, sie durmlich mit der Gottes, wir sollen da reingucken. Sitzen wir wie die Dummies und wir gucken. Was ist das für eine Komödie? Wie so heißt die Play?
Shebachol Halelos on all nights of the entire year. We eat whatever we want to, both a Jewish steak and pork chops, both fish with horseradish and oysters, both noodle pudding and pumpkin pie. Halaylo hazeh, on this night of Passover, we eat only matzah and bitter herbs. And if I want to eat something not kosher for Passover, Mother told us we could go to a restaurant on Broadway, because in her house, she says, it's strictly kosher for Passover. We have suddenly been told to don our hats. We've been seated at the table. We've been given prayer books and Haggadahs to look into. So we sit like dummies and look. What kind of comedy is this? What's the play called?
Hab ich dich Tate gefragt, ein Kasche. Die andere Kasche will ich dich fragen. Vor was hat etwas die Mame abgeschickt, die christliche Kirchen auf a ganz Pesach? Was schämen wir sich also mit unser Jontif? Sie mir schämen sich damit, was mir haben sich allein befreit von Golis Mitzrayim und geworden von Sklaven von Zigeiners a Volk? Hab ich dich Tate gefragt, zwei Kasches. Die dritte Kasche will ich dich fragen. Vor was hast du uns abgegeben in School, wir sollen lernen nur Englisch allein? Und hast vergessen uns lernen Jiddisch, unsere eigene Sprache. Oder die Sprache, was euch vier ist geschrieben, die Bibel. Die Sprache, was euch vier haben gerettet, die Neviim. Die Sprache, was auf ihr ist voran, sagt man eine reiche, eine schöne Literatur. Vor was haben wir ausgehasert die Historie von allen Völkern, die alte und die neue? Nur die Historie von ein Volk haben wir durchgelost. Die Historie von unser eigen Jiddisch Volk.
So, Father, I've asked you one question. The other question I will ask you is, why did you send the Christian cook away for all of Passover? Why are we so ashamed of our festival? Are we ashamed of having liberated ourselves from Egyptian exile and having become, instead of slaves and gypsies, a nation? So, Father, I've asked you two questions. The third question I will ask you is, why did you send us to school to study only English, forgetting to teach us Yiddish, our own tongue, or the tongue in which the Bible is written, the tongue in which there is, it is said, a rich and beautiful literature? Why have we learned the history of all nations, ancient and modern, but the history of one people we skipped, the history of our own Jewish people?
Hab ich dich Tate gefragt, drei Kasches. Die vierte Kasche will ich dich fragen. Vor was wissen wir, wenn es Christmas, wenn es Washington's Birthday, wenn es Lincoln's Birthday, wenn es Decoration Day und Thanksgiving Day. Und wir wissen nicht, wenn es Chaneke, was ist Purim, wenn es Sukkis und was bedeutet Pesach. Vor was wissen wir, wer es gewesen Shakespeare, Edgar Allan Poe und Mark Twain? Und wir wissen nicht, wer es gewesen Yehuda Halevi, Mendel Moichel Sforim, Chaim Nachman Bialik und noch unsere eigene Dichter und Schriftsteller. Far was und far was und far was. Far was soll ich dich überhaupt darfen fragen, Kasches?
So, Father, I've asked you three questions. The fourth question I will ask you is, why do we know when it's Christmas, when it's Washington's birthday, when it's Lincoln's birthday, when it's Decoration Day and Thanksgiving? But we don't know when it's Hanukkah, what Purim is, when it's Sukkot, and what Passover is all about. Why do we know who the following were, Shakespeare, Edgar Allan Poe, and Mark Twain, without knowing Yehuda Halevi, Mendel Sfora, Mocher Sfora, and Chaim Nachman Bialik, and others of our own poets and writers. Why, most of all, should I have to ask you questions?
Hab ich dich schon vorher gefragt, alle vier Kasches. Azind, bet ich dich, du sollst mir entfern a Territz auf meine Kasches. Und als du wirst mir nicht entfern kein Territz auf meine Kasches, will ich dir allein entfern a Territz. A Vodim, hoinu.
Well, that's very, very powerful. So, Father, I've already asked you all four questions. Now I ask you to answer my questions. And if you don't provide an answer to my questions, I will provide an answer myself. Avodim hoyinu. We were slaves. Wow, is that, that's really something, isn't it? We were slaves. We are slaves. We were slaves. However you want to interpret it. But anyway, it's some of this is sad but true. But I know it doesn't apply to many of you who are listening, because you are not practicing the way the people in that particular Americana Fear Kashas were acting. I'm sure of that. If you're listening to this program, I would say the odds are that's not you. Okay, it's time for a Pesach medley. This is with Yaakov Motzin and Colin Shachat. And we'll hear three or four or five very, very brief selections, and we'll get back to you.
Kilo na e, kilo ya e. Adir bimlucha, bachur kahalacha, gedut dav yomru lo, lecha ulecha, lecha ki lecha, lecha af lecha, lecha Hashem hamamlacha. Kilo na e, kilo ya e. Agul bimlucha, hadur kahalacha, vatikav yomru lo, lecha ulecha, lecha ki lecha, lecha af lecha, lecha Hashem hamamlacha, ki lo nahe, ki lo yahe. Zakai bimlucha, hasin kahalacha, tafsar rav yomru lo, lecha ulecha, lecha ki lecha, lecha af lecha, lecha Hashem hamamlacha, ki lo nahe, ki lo yahe. Yachid bimlucha, kabir kahalacha, limud rav yomru lo, lecha ulecha, lecha ki lecha, Lecha af lecha, lecha Hashem hamamlacha, ki lo nahe, ki lo yahe. Malo mebimlucha, nora kehalacha, tzerim av yomru lo, lecha ulecha, lecha ki lecha, lecha af lecha, lecha Hashem hamamlacha, ki lo nahe, ki lo yahe. Takif bimlucha, tomech kehalacha, tzerim av yomru lo, lecha ulecha, lecha ki lecha, lecha af lecha, lecha Hashem hamamlacha, ki lo nahe, ki lo yahe.
סידור פסח כהלכתו, ככל משפטו וחוקתו. איי, 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 איי. כאשר זכינו לסדר אותו, כן יזכן לעשותו. איי, 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 איי. זך שוכן מיונה, כומר כהל, עדת נימנה, וקרוב נהל מתי חנה, דויים לציון ברינה.
ויתך ותרה ויקל לחלבה, דרע נשך לשונרה דאחלה לגניה וזמינה בבדרי זוזי הגניה, הגניה ואתה הקדוש ברוך ושחת למלאך המוות ושחת לשוחט, ושחת לתורה, ושתה למאיה, וחווה לנורה, ושרף לחוטרה, והיכה לחלבה, ונשך לשונרה, ואחלה לגדיה, וזמינה בביטרי זוזי. חרגליה!
That was from an album from All Other Nights, and it featured Yaakov Motzen and Colin Shachat. A lot of fun. I enjoyed that. I hope you did also. Special selections for Pesach. You know what? There's so many selections, children's and so forth. We could go on and on for quite a while playing the great variety of Pesach music that's available. Just a slight departure right now. My friends Ricky and Kalman were recently at a wedding at Bethel, and Ricky's father is Leib Lahashel, and I know that you had a wonderful time at that wedding. So, Ricky, I dedicate this to you and to Kalman, and here's your dad singing Yosis Olayach.
Olaich, olaich, eloikoich, kipsoich, chosonah, kahalo. Ah, yosis, olaich, olaich, eloikoich, kipsoich, chosonah, kahalo. Yosis, olaich, olaich, eloikoich, kipsoich, chosonah, kahalo. Ah, yosis, olaich, olaich, eloikoich, kipsoich, chosonah, kahalo.
Well, we need to take time for smichot or simchas, right? Okay, Ricky, I hope you were listening with Kalman. Well, it was a very busy week, This past Tuesday evening, several hundred Arabs and self-hating Jews gathered across from the Waldorf Astoria to protest the salute to the IDF, that's the Israeli Defense Forces. It was sponsored by the Friends of the IDF. These Arabs and self-hating Jews, they were well-organized, each carrying signs, probably supplied by Iran or Syria. I joined a counter-demonstration formed by AFSI, Americans for a Safe Israel, and several other supporters of Israel. There's a particular sign that I have carried at every demonstration for the past several years. It reads, "The world does not need another terrorist state. No Palestine." By the way, as an aside, I can't imagine that any intelligent thinking person would believe that a Palestinian state, God forbid, if it's created, that it would be anything but a terrorist state. It will be a terrorist state. We know what happened in Gaza. We know that the PLO is a terrorist group. We know Hamas is terrorist. So what do you want? They will be a terrorist state. So I took my sign, and as the haters of Israel were marching around the block, I marched with my sign in the opposite direction so that each of them could see it. There was only one person that screamed out at me, and she was a Jew, a hysterical Jew. And she said, "I'm a Jew." Well, you know, she's a Jew. And I shouted back, "Are you proud of supporting the enemies of Jews? How do we survive? I really don't know. I don't know how we survive." By the way, it was very sad that there weren't thousands of Jews out there to counter the this horrible sight of seeing these Muslims and these self-hating Jews screaming against Israel, against the Jewish people. For those of you who don't read the Wall Street Journal, today's lead editorial, "Obama's Turn Against Israel. The U.S. makes a diplomatic crisis out of a blunder." This is just so right on. I'm reading from it, and I'll have some comments. "In recent weeks, the Obama administration has endorsed healthy relations between Iran and Syria, mildly rebuked Syrian President Bashar Assad for accusing the U.S. of colonialism, and publicly apologized to Muammar Gaddafi for treating him with less than appropriate deference after the Libyan called for a jihad against Switzerland. When it comes to Israel, however, the administration has no trouble rising to a high pitch of public indignation." You know what happened. The same day that Biden was in Jerusalem, there was an announcement that there would be 1,600 housing units built in the capital city of Jerusalem. By the way, for those of you, I think most of you know this, but Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, not Tel Aviv. And the Israeli embassy, or the U.S. embassy for Israel, is in Tel Aviv because the State Department refuses to acknowledge that Jerusalem is the capital city for the Jewish people. Just in case you weren't aware of that. And there was a U.S. Israel Embassy Act calling for the embassy to be located in Jerusalem, but it has never been implemented. And we know why, because it's for fears of offending the Arab Muslim sensibilities. Now get this, Israel is being attacked by Obama, Clinton, and Biden for daring to construct homes in its own capital city of Jerusalem. Wow. Towards the end of the editorial, editors state, "If the Obama administration opts to transform itself, as the Europeans have, into another set of lawyers for the Palestinians, it will find Israeli concessions increasingly hard to come by. That may be preferred, the preferred outcome for Israel's enemies, both in the Arab world and the West, since it allows them to paint Israel as the intransigent party standing in the way of peace. Why an administration that repeatedly avers its friendship with Israel would want that is another question." But the final paragraph of the editorial, or the final paragraph. "Then again, this episode does fit Mr. Obama's foreign policy pattern to date. Our enemies get courted, our friends get squeezed. It has happened to Poland, the Czech Republic, Honduras, and Colombia. Now it's Israel's turn. Well, it's a very, very sad state of affairs. And of course, those of you who read Haaretz today, they are jumping with glee at this because these lefties only want to see Netanyahu out so that they can bring in one of their lefties who will give away the entire country. But we have to protest. We really have to have our voices heard. And if you agree with this, you must contact senators, congressmen, and the president, and let them know that you will not stand by with folded arms while Israel is being denigrated and forced to kowtow to the Arabs. I'm looking for a particular selection. Here it comes. This was my theme song with Helen for our TV show, which we had for 6 years. It was Israel Update, and it certainly reflects my feelings and our feelings.
When the sun shines on the coattail and the day is born anew, then my soul feels just like flying. Yerushalayim, we love you. I can hear the children singing, voices soaring to the sky as they echo through the valleys, singing Am Yisrael.
Certainly pray that that's the case, that no one can take Yerushalayim away. We have time to squeeze in one last selection of Benzion Shenker. This is Tal towards the end. I'll just perhaps have to cut it for a minute or so, but let's hear Benzion Shenker, Tal.
Tal, Tal Valetei. So we sorrow. She said, "No, oy berucha bedirza."
We malay asu me reinu
תחדש יומנו.
Wow, Bensie and Shanker with Tal. I will remind you that tomorrow night. I want to remind you that next week will be our last program before the holidays, and I'll be off for 2 weeks. Tomorrow night, the West Side Jewish Center, located at 347 West 34th Street, that's between 8th and 9th Avenue, it will be a wonderful concert. By the way, it's a shul, wonderful acoustics. It's almost across from B&H Photo. It's going to start at 8 o'clock. I'm going to be the MC. There'll be a cavalcade of chazonim, Pinchas Cohen, Jimmy Miller, Eugene Flam, David Presler, David Katz, Yossi Lissauer, Shmuel Braun, Ron Donenfeld, Mark Morris, Abraham Israel, and Nisanel Carmen. The tickets are $18. They'll be available at the synagogue. You're going to hear an interesting variety of chazonim with some pleasant surprises. I look forward to seeing you there again. It's tomorrow night at the West Side Jewish Center on West 34th Street near 9th Avenue. I have prepared a very special program this coming hour and the second hour next week for Pesach, featuring renditions of Tal, Umi Penecha To'enu, and Hallel. So let's get on now to the second hour featuring strictly Chazonis.
Shibune Beis HaMikdash, Dimei Dovei Omeinu, Isen.